Ordeal by Innocence by Agatha Christie. Narrated by Robin Bailey.
Chapter 1. It was dusk when he came to the ferry. He could have been there much earlier. The truth was, he'd put it off as long as he could. First, his luncheon with friends in Redkey. The light, desultory conversation, the interchange of gossip about mutual friends, all that had meant only that he was inwardly shrinking from what he had to do. His friends had invited him to stay on for tea, and he'd accepted. But at last, the time had come when he knew that he could put things off no longer. The car he had hired was waiting. He said goodbye and left to drive the 7 miles along the crowded coast road and then inland down the wooded lane that ended at the little stone quay on the river. There was a large bell there which his driver rang vigorously to summon the ferry from the far side. "You won't be wanting me to wait, sir?" "No," said Arthur Calgary. "I've ordered a car to meet me over there in an hour's time to take me to Drymouth." The man received his fare and tip. He said, peering across the river in the gloom, "Ferry's coming now, sir." With a soft-spoken good night, he reversed the car and drove away up the hill. Arthur Calgary was left alone, waiting on the quayside, alone with his thoughts and his apprehension of what was in front of him. How wild the scenery was here, he thought. One could fancy oneself on a Scottish loch, far from anywhere. And yet, only a few miles away were the hotels, the shops, the cocktail bars, and the crowds of Redkey. He reflected, not for the first time, on the extraordinary contrasts of the English landscape. He heard the soft plash of the oars as the ferryboat drew into the side of the little quay.